What do you say you do if you jump in the water and you land flat, make a popping noise?
Make a belly dive.
Mm-hmm. Is that what it's called around here usually? You did a belly dive?
Belly dive.
You ever heard it called a belly buster?
Belly buster, yeah.
Or belly flop?
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Okay. If a boy is playing around on the carpet, he might tuck his head between his legs and kick out his feet and go over. What would you say he did?
He's rolling over, I guess.
Or he turned a...
Flip. Cartwheel.
Is there anything else that would do that? Do you know the word somersault?
Somersault. That's what it is.
Is there any difference between a flip and a somersault?
A flip's when you go over standing, isn't it?
I see.
A somersault is going over, like rolling over.
You're always in contact with the ground when you do a somersault?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Around here, if you went into a store to pay off your bill, or something like that, would the storekeeper ever give you, just give you a little something extra for doing that?
I don't think so.
Okay, in that situation, what would, if you had had to refer to it, you'd say that was a little what?
A little gift.
Yeah. Do you know the word lanyap?
Never heard of it.
Okay. All right. What would you say a baby does before it's able to walk?
Crawl.
Right. And if a boy got his kite hung up in a tree, he would have to what the tree?
Climb the tree.
Yeah. He did what? He
climbed.
He has already
climbed.
And if a child is going to bed, before he goes to bed, he's going to say his prayers. You say he did what beside the bed?
He said his prayers by the bed.
Okay.
Knelt.
Okay. And if you're feeling a little tired, you might say, well, I think I'm going to down for a while.
Lie down for a while.
And somebody who was very sick, he couldn't even sit up. He just in bed all day.
Lies down.
He did what in bed all day?
He laid down.
Okay. Things that you see in your sleep, you say you begin to
dream.
Last night I
dreamed.
I had about that before.
Dreamed.
Okay. Yeah, I was dreaming about so and so, but all of a sudden I
woke up.
Okay. What would you say I did if I brought my foot down real hard on the floor?
You stomped the floor.
And if a man comes into a party and he wants to see that a woman gets home all right, he might say, "May I
carry you home? May I take you home?"
Now, when you say carry or take you home, does that suggest walking or riding in a car?
Either one, I would think.
Okay.
According to the distance.
Okay. Like what, for example? If it's far away, I guess...
You walk. You ride. Yeah. Carry.
May I carry?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And to get a boat up on land, you tie a rope to it and you...
Pull it.
Ride. Or you might tell somebody to get behind your car and...
Push.
What about if you're having to carry something like a suitcase that's full of stuff? What might you say instead of carried? Instead, I carried it.
I toted it.
Sure. Yeah. Well, does toted suggest something that's heavy?
I wouldn't think so.
Okay. All right, say if a child's playing around in the kitchen and the oven's on, his mother might warn him by saying, "Well, now that oven's hot, so
don't touch."
And if you needed a hammer, you might say to me, "That hammer."
Hand me the hammer.
Or if I'm going to have to...
Go get the hammer.
Okay. When you were a child, you probably played games where you, one person would tag the other one and chase him, you know, that kind of thing. Was there a place that you could run to and be safe?
That was the home base.
Okay. And if I throw you a ball, you're supposed to...
Catch it.
Okay, I threw it to you and you...
Caught it.
Every time I threw it, you have...
Called.
Okay. And if I might say, well, if we need to meet in town for something, I might say, if I get there before you do, I'll...
Wait for you.
Okay. If your father had a hired man who wasn't doing his job, he might say, well, I hate to do it, but it just looks like I'm going to have to...